Chapter 3. On the way back home from dinner, Lainey just stared out the side window. The evening was going well until Elliot's pretty assistant called to remind him of his next business trip. For 20 minutes, Lainey listened to his end of the conversation. Then after another 5 minutes, she ordered him to put the phone away. If he didn't do it, she threatened him with divorce papers. Elliot?
Yes, baby?
Why did you have to ruin my evening? Is it too much to ask for one night alone with my husband? Next time your assistant calls during dinner, I'm going to grab that phone and tell her to find another man because you're mine.
Lainey, I'm sorry I ruined our night out.
I want you naked when we get inside the house, she said firmly.
I want you naked too, honey.
You're not listening to me. Mistress wants those clothes off and her slave up against the stripper pole. You need to be punished for what you did. Your wife comes first, Elliot.
Yes, mistress.
Place your hands behind the pole, slave. You ruined my evening and need to be punished for it. Do you understand, slave?
Yes, mistress. I never should have answered the call for my assistant. I won't do it again during dinner.
Lainey walked around to place the cuffs on him, their clicking noise sounding with finality in the silence of the room. Stay still while I change out of this dress. She quickly went into the bedroom and replaced the black dress for a red corset. She put on the black thigh-high boots, grabbed the whip and headed for the living room, the clicking of her stiletto heels heralding her arrival. She gazed down at Elliot's hard, thick dick pressed against his stomach.
Elliot, your cock is mine to do whatever I want with, right?
Yes, mistress, it's yours. Earlier I told you we could make love as soon as we got back from dinner, but maybe I should rethink that now. Maybe make you wait 3 more days before letting you make love to me. What would you say to that?
If that is what mistress wants.
Good answer, slave. She grabbed his cock in one hand and squeezed lightly. Your cock has been hard all day for me, hasn't it, slave? Bet it hurts.
Lainey squeezed him again.
Yes, mistress, it hurts.
Good.
She took his cock into her hand once again, and her body shuddered with excitement. As she squeezed, she felt his cock throb in response. She felt the tingling sensation all the way down to her pussy.
I'm just going to stand here and admire that beautiful cock some more.
She stepped back and had a long look. You'll tell your assistant tomorrow that your dick belongs to me. Use those exact words, Elliot. Lainey ran the flogger across his cock.
Yes, mistress.
Are you going to be a good slave from now on? As she spoke, her fingers toyed with his balls, gently rolling them in a manner that indicated she could squeeze him at any time. She was about to use the flogger on his cock when the doorbell rang.
Lainey, who the fuck is coming here at this hour? Don't let them in.
She considered slapping him for not calling her mistress, but changed her mind. They never had visitors this late. Lainey went to the front door and was surprised to see Mavis standing there with a cookie jar in her hands. She had only met the woman 3 weeks ago, and already they had become close. Lainey met her at MS Obedience Training School, which Mavis owned. For 3 weeks, Mavis taught her how to become a good dom, even taught her lessons on a stripper pole. Lainey couldn't believe that a woman in her 60s could still swing around a pole. It was something to see.
Hello, Aunt Mavis. What brings you out here so late? Please, come in out of the cold.
Oh, I was in the neighborhood and thought I'd check up on my newest member of the family. Made some fudge balls earlier and made too many, as always. Hope you like balls, dear.
Can I take your coat, Aunt Mavis?
No, that's okay, dear. I'm not staying for long. I just wanted to see how things went for your anniversary. Did Elliot enjoy his striptease?
Yes, he loved it.
Do you want to meet him? He's in the living room, tied up. The stripper pole has become very handy this weekend.
Lainey showed Mavis into the living room.